Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Abortion in America, a 10-part series examining the history of abortion in America and the milestones in our efforts to protect the most vulnerable members of our society. If you've missed any of the episodes in this series, you can download the whole series at prolifeperspective.com. On January 22, 1993, 20 years after the Supreme Court handed down Roe v. Wade, newly inaugurated President Bill Clinton reversed years of pro-life progress by issuing 5 executive orders that reversed Title X regulations banning abortion referrals by federal employees, repealed the Mexico City policy that restricted the federal funding of international organizations that work to reverse countries' abortion laws, negated the ban on funding for fetal tissue transplants, ordered military hospitals to perform abortions, and asked the FDA to review the import ban on RU486. In February 1993, abortionist Abu Hayat was convicted of assault and illegal abortion for his attempt to kill Ana Rosa Rodriguez by abortion. Ana Rosa was born without an arm as a result of the attempted abortion. In March, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal of a lower court ruling striking down Louisiana's protective abortion law. In April, the Los Angeles Times reported that the Clintons planned to include coverage for elective abortion in their massive health care plan that they intended to propose to Congress later in the year. In May, the NRL News reported that all obstetric staff at U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force hospitals in Europe were unwilling to perform abortions, despite President Clinton's executive order that authorized them to do so. In the summer of 1993, pro-lifers demonstrated against RU486 at sites across the United States. The U.S. House renewed the Hyde Amendment by an 85-vote margin, and National Right to Life led a lobbying campaign that defeated the so-called Freedom of Choice Act, a proposed federal statute that would have invalidated even the narrow types of state abortion regulations permitted by the Supreme Court. In November, the Clinton administration announced that the International Planned Parenthood Federation would receive $75 million over the following 5 years. And in December of that year, the Clinton administration faxed a letter to every state's Medicaid director that ordered the states to change their laws and to provide payments for abortions when an abortionist reported that a pregnancy resulted from rape or incest. In 1994, the American Council of Obstetricians and Gynecologists Executive Board became the first national doctors' organization that endorsed the training of non-physicians to perform abortions. In February of that year, Mother Teresa spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast in front of Bill and Hillary Clinton and said that, quote, "the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion." In May, the French drug company Rousselot-Clough donated the U.S. patent rights for RU486 to the Population Council. In June, in Madison v. Women's Center, Inc., the U.S. Supreme Court said judges could create buffer zones to keep pro-life demonstrators away from abortion clinics. And that fall, Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell, a Democrat from Maine, announced that the Clinton health care plan would not be introduced in the U.S. Senate in the current session. A massive public education and lobbying campaign led by NRLC contributed heavily to the ultimate defeat of the Clinton proposal that would have forced all Americans into a national health system that would have rationed life-saving care and paid for abortion on demand. In October, the Population Council announced testing of RU486 was underway in the United States. And in the November congressional elections, not a single pro-life member of Congress was defeated by a pro-abortion challenger. Republicans were able to take over the majority control of both houses of Congress. In total, pro-lifers picked up 6 votes in the Senate and about 40 in the House, setting the stage for the next fight, the national debate over banning the gruesome partial birth abortion procedure. Join us again tomorrow for Part 7 of Abortion in America. And don't forget, you can listen to the entire series at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.